Daf is Daf Chav Dalet. So oftentimes when you see a shorter Gemara, it usually indicates it's a little harder. There's a lot more toasters on the side.
That's not the case here.
That is certainly the case here. It's not crazy hard, but just you have to you have to hold the cup, pay attention the whole time. And we have to even backtrack a little bit in Chav Gimel Amud Beis. I'm not going to read it inside, but just to remind ourselves this discussion, because we're going to revisit this. The Mishnah had, the Gemara pointed out there's a stira in the Mishnah, seemingly a stira, that the Mishnah says if you say a shvua shlo ochel, and you go ahead and eat dvarim that are not ruin l'achila, so you're pater. Because dvarim that ain't a ruin l'achila is not called achila. But then the Mishnah said if you say a shvua shlo ochel, and you eat nevelis with trefos, then you'd be chayv for violating the shvua. So that's also, seemingly nevelos and trefos are things that are not ruin l'achila. So the Gemara answered that the resh is a case of stam. When you say stam, I can't make any achila shvua shlo ochel, that only includes edible foods. Inedible foods are not included. The seifa is where you're mefarish, where you say, I'm including even inedible foods, even nevela trefa. So since you're mefarish it, you said it explicitly, it does include even inedible food. That was the Gemara's suggestion. Fine. So that chiluk between stam and mefarish we're going to come back to. Now, within the case of Mefarish, where the Rei Seifa is a case where Mefarish, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a situation, so how could you include Nevelos and Trefos? Isn't it Mishma Bahar Sinai? So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a case of Kolel, where you're including Dvar HaMutarim im Dvar HaAsurim, using Kolel. Reish Lakish says, no, nothing to do with Kolel at all, has to do with Chatzi Shir. He says, either Chatzi Shir to Rabbanan Mefarish, or Kol Shehu, according to Rabbi Akiva. He's Mechai between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. So that was the last point. So on this discussion, the Gemara says now the last four lines, Bishma, Chavkim Amar Beis, Bishma, this makes sense, Rabbi Yochanan, Lamar Reish Lakish. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan didn't embrace the position of Reish Lakish, because the Mokim La Lemasnisim L'Bedivri HaKol. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say the Mishnah was all very nice and smooth. Hey, welcome back. All smooth. It was all according to one sheet, the Divri HaKol. According to Reish Lakish, it was either only according to Rabbi Akiva or according to Chachamim. But it wasn't smooth according to everyone together. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to have some level of consistency, so he rejected Reish Lakish's position, and Rabbi Yochanan went with the Kol approach, that you're Kol Dvar HaMutarim im Dvar HaAsurim. Ela l'Reish Lakish, my taima lo amar k'Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of kolel, using a shvua kolel, that how are you including the nevela by being kolel dvar hamutarim im dvar hasurim? That sounds like a very good position. Why Reish Lakish reject that? So the Gemara says, amar l'cha, last line of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, amar l'cha, ki amrinan iser kolel, when do you allow iser kolel, meaning dvam hamutarim im dvam haasurim, or rather way around, dvam haasurim im dvam hamutarim, it's only be'iser haba me'elav, only an iser that comes automatically, without your involvement. So for example, if you have nevela, which is aser, and then Yom Kippur comes, so Yom Kippur, now since Yom Kippur is asering even dvam hamutarim, it includes even dvam haasurim, even nevela. That happens me'mela. I'm not involved in Yom Kippur coming. Nevela exists, and then Yom Kippur me'mela could create a iser kolel. But be'iser haba ayidei atzmo lo amrinan. For me to create b'shvua, to create an iser kolel, that much you're not allowed to do. You cannot accomplish an iser kolel when I'm the one making the iser. It only comes me'elav. So since the situation here is that of a shvua, so Reish Lakish says we don't hold of iser kolel when it comes to a iser haba ayde atzmo, namely the case of shvua. Iser kolel isn't relevant in this case, and that's why Reish Lakish has to say his pshat, that's either mefarish chati shir of Rabbanan or kol shu stam of Rabbi Akiva. That's the only way Rabbi Reish Lakish can include the case of mefarish in the Mishnah. Everyone's good right now? I told you this is a hard daf. Now we lost you already, Andy? I'm not sure that smile is. Oh boy, okay, you're lost. Okay. So fine, that's the first. So again, very important. So that Isser Kolel, according to Reish Lakish, only applies if it's a Isser Haba Me'elav, if it comes automatically. But if it's Isser Haba Ayde Atzmo, the person himself creates that, then the Isser Kolel is in Shaykh. Fine. Then the Gemara says, there's an interesting Tosos here, but I don't think we're holding the Tosos right now. So if you want, top left is a nice Tosos on your own time. But I'm just getting, right now, now's not a good time for that, I don't think. So then Gemara says, Bishlama l'Reish Lakish, we understand according to Reish Lakish, Mishim hachi kapata Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said pater. So remember, in the Mishnah said, if I said shvua shlo ochel, and you go ahead and eat nevelos v'chefos, Chachamim hold your chayev. Rabbi Shimon held your pater. So why does Rabbi Shimon hold your pater? Because now Reish Lakish's understanding of the whole case of the Seifa is a situation of a kol shu. So according to Rabbanan, a kol shu is actually mutter min haTorah. For Rabbanan, only a kezayis is aser, kol shu is mutter, so the shvu is chal on the kol shu in the world of Chachamim. But Rabbi Shimon holds your pater because Nevela is already aser. Because you already mushba mihar sinai. So ein shvua chala shvua. So that's why Rabbi Shimon says you're pater in this case of ochel nevelos v'trefos. As the Gemara says, Ditanya, Rabbi Shimon omer, kol shu lemakos of loa omer kezayis elo lekarbon. Kezayis is only a relevant point for carbon. We're not concerned with carbonos right now at all. We're just concerned of whether the iser exists or doesn't exist. Will the second shvua be chal or not? So since Rabbi Shimon holds that a kol shu is already the iser nevela, so if you try to add on another nevela on top of that, it doesn't exist. It can't be chal because you're already aser of mushba mihar sinai of eating a nevela, a shear of kol shu. But ela le Rabbi Yochanan, who understands the whole Mishnah to be about kolel, that your kolel dvarm ha'asurim im dvarm ha'mutarim, and that's why Chachamim hold the Shvua is chal on nevela, so then why would Rabbi Shimon say your pate? Doesn't Rabbi Shimon also hold of kolel? Elo Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, my taima, Rabbi Shimon, the pater. Midi davetame, so the Gemara explains, midi hu taima, what's the reason why it's chayiv according to Chachamim in the world of Rabbi Yochanan? Elo mishim iser kolo. Because you could conclude, even though you're mushba behar sinai to eat a vela, but if you make an iser kolo, say dvarm hamutarim, that can also include dvarm hasurim. But if we know Rabbi Shimon holds, we don't know this yet, we're learning this now, that Rabbi Shimon holds the Tameh, de les le iser kolo. Rabbi Shimon rejects this concept, he doesn't hold of iser kolo. De Tanya, Rabbi Shimon omer ha ochel nevela b'yom ha-kippurim pater. Who one who eats a nevela, he's aser to eat nevela, but it doesn't get the added iser of Yom Kippur. Ein shvua chal al shvua. Ah, isn't Yom Kippur an iser kolel? It's an iser kolel me'elav. It comes on its own. That just like Yom Kippur is going to aser even dvarm hamutarim, shouldn't it also aser dvarm ha'asurim like nevela? So we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no concept of iser kolel. And that's why in the case of the Mishnah, in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that according to Chachamim, it's aser because of iser kolel, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of iser kolel, and therefore you're pater from violating the shvua. We're good, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Getting a lot of blank stares here. I don't know what that means. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down. Bishama l'Reish Lakish. This all makes sense according to Reish Lakish, the Mishnah. Mishkachas la b'lavehein. So look at an important Rashi here, b'lavehein. I don't know if we saw this yet in the Gemara. Did we see that? I don't think we saw this together yet. Gemara says, look at three narrow lines up in Rashi. Bishama l'Reish Lakish demoki la b'chatishir. Reish Lakish says the whole discussion of the Seifa is one of chatishir, where you're mefarish a chatishir. So hainu de mishkachas la b'lavehein. You could have a chatishir in the positive and the negative. Who cares about lavehein? The kai malam are going to see in tomorrow's daf chafhei ein carbon shvua ba el imkein atamotzi ba lavehein. A carbon shvua is only relevant if it's possible you could articulate it, you could formulate it as a positive statement or a negative statement. Dichsiv in the pasuk it says lahara lehetev. Lahara is negative. Lav lehetev is a positive. Hein de mashba davar. V'chilufa, you could say it either, I will eat, or you could say, I will not eat. V'hai mefarish, shelo ochel, the case of the Mishnah is where you said, I'm not going to eat a chatishir nevela, mishkachas lanami, you could also say in the positive, b'shvua she'ochel chatishir, I can make a shvua, I will eat a chatishir nevela. Delav nishba levatel tamitzvahu. Normally, you're not allowed to make a shvua if it goes against the Torah. There are two types of shvuas that don't work. Just there's a lot of shvuas that don't work, but two we're talking about right now. One is, if it's already usher, then you can't make another shvua to make it usher a second time. Another issue that won't be effective, if there's a mitzvah to do something, you can't make a shvua not to do the mitzvah. So for example, we'll look at Tosfos maybe in a second, but if we have a mitzvah to eat matzah leil Pesach. If I make a shvua that I'm not going to eat matzah leil Pesach, that shvua doesn't work. You can't make a shvua levatel a mitzvah. And you can't make a shvua to aser and iser. So those don't work. So now in the world of Reish Lakish, everything under kezayis is actually all mutter. It's not aser, and it's not a chayef. So I can make a shvua, I will not eat a chatishir nevela. I can also make a shvua, I will eat a chatishir nevela. Because there's no bitul mitzvah, there's no creating a new iser. So la v'hein works in the world of Reish Lakish.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The chatishir does not, you're not chayef in a chatishir?
According to Reish Lakish.
Even without a shvua, in other words, a person ate a chatzishir.
Completely mutter. Reish Lakish holds Chatzishir Mutter Min HaTorah. Against what we hold normally, Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzishir Asur Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish holds Mutter Min HaTorah. So it's here, nothing. It's completely Mutter. It's like it's eating regular food.
Right.
Making it to eat it or to not eat it would be completely fine.
Right.
And it's a good Shavuah. But the problem is, in the world of Elul Rabbi Yochanan, Bishma, this makes sense, Lav Mishkachas La, you could say in the formulation of a Lav, that just like I'm going to Asur Dvam HaMutarim, I'm also going to Asur Dvam HaAsurim. Ella, hein hecha mishkachas. How do you find it in the positive? So look at Rashi here. Rashi says, look at six wide lines down in Bishlama. Bishlama, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shavua shlo ochel, mishkachas dechayil, a Shavua of the negative will be effective. Afa pisha mushva v'vel made, even though I'm already sworn in to not eat nevela, I could still create an iser, mishim kolel, by using kolel, that mechanism I could include even nevela. And that's the lav. Elahein, Shavua Sho'ochel Nevelos, Vishutos, Mi Meshkachaza de Techel on Nevelos, Ulevata Shua Har Sinai. So even though Isser Kol might work, it cannot work if it's going to be Mevatel, Shua of Har Sinai. So since I have an obligation to not eat Nevela, I can't make a Shua in the positive to eat Nevela. That's not going to work. That's being Mevatel, a mitzvah. That won't be effective in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Should we do a Tosis or not before we go to the next answer? No, let's finish this piece and maybe we'll go back to the Tosis. We'll see. So the Gemara ends up saying, makes a whole 180 here and makes a whole another position. The Gemara is now backtracking to our initial question from yesterday's daf. The Gemara had a steer in the Mishnah, Reisha and Seifa. Reisha says, if I make a Shavuah Shlo Ochel, if you eat Dvarma that ain't a Rui La'echel, you're Pater. But the Seifa said, if I eat Nevela Trefa, I'm Chayef. Are Nevelas and Trefa those things that are not Rari L'Achila? So the Gemara says, a new answer, we're throwing out everything we just spoke about. Ella, the Gemara says, Kiddi Rava. Ti Amar Rava, Shavua Shlo Ochel, V'Achel Afar, Pater. So what's his new pshat here? So look at Rashi now. Rashi says in Ella Kiddi Rava, it's a decent sized Rashi. Let's read through the first two lines. Is just gear, so I'm going to run through it quickly until we get to the pshat here. V'lo garis mishkachas la kederava v'achi perusha. Lo tishani la'el. Don't answer the question above. Kushu dereish v'seifa kan b'stam kan b'mefarish. Don't use that initial question and answer we gave yesterday on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Ella kula b'stam. The entire mishnah is a stam case where you just say shvua shelo ochel. So why is the eating dvarm she'en ru lechel pater and why is nevelo chefa aser? So says Rashi, V'ochlin she'enem ruin la'achila dekatani reisha pater. Why? Kidderava mifarshe kigon offer she'enem ruin la'achila. When you're eating inedible things, it means then things that are objectively inedible. Dirt is inedible, and that's not considered achila. Aval nevelos ruuyos la'achila hein. Nevela is right to eat. It's edible. It's objectively edible to the world. V'arye, we saw this the other day, who deravia alayo, there's a lion protecting it. Meaning there's an iser that's just surrounding the food, but it's edible. V'sula kashya midei Rabbi Yochanan, there's no longer kashya anymore. T'meshkachas la la'vehein, af b'shir shalom. You could find the positive and the negative. T'ha lo ochel stamakamar. If I say I won't eat anything, so im achel nevela, chayiv. I'm chayiv for eating nevela. Sharei klal bistama, when I said stam shvuah shel ochel, that includes dvarim hamutarim v'ha'asurim. U'mitasrei asurim ayidei kolo. Now you could even include the nevela through the mechanism of kolo. What about the hain? The hain mishkachas la, you could also find the positive, the ha ochel sam. If I say shvuah, I'm going to eat, I don't specify what. Kamar. U'mekayim shvuaso bedvarim hamutarim, I can mekayim that shvuah through eating mutter foods, vimlo ochel chayev. So that will be in the positive, because again, the Mishnah is now just saying shvuah shel ochel and shvuah shel achel, just a regular shvuah, and that's all. So shvuah shel ochel is including in the vela when it's coming to stam, and shvuah shel achel would not include nevela, but it still would be an effective shvuah in eating the positive. Hope that was somewhat clear. Okay. What comes out of all this right now, though, the Gemara says, when you eat nevela, eating nevela is called achila. That's called achila, even though it's aser. So the Gemara now brings from Amar of Mary, Amar Afanonami Tanina, we also learn in the Mishnah here, that nevela, eating nevela, is considered achila. It says, we said in the end of the Mishnah the other day, konem ishti nanesli, my wife cannot get hana from me, imachalti hayom. If I ate today, she cannot get hana from me. And turned out, v'yachal nevelus v'chefus shkatzim v'rmasim, that day he happened to eat these dvar masrim, harei ishto asrulo, his wife is asr to get hana. Ah, but didn't he eat trefos, nevelos, and trefos? We see from here that eating nevelos and trefos is considered an achila, just like above we just said that eating achila would be violation of the eating nevela would be violation of the shvua. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hachi hashta, you can't really compare the case of the neder and the case of the shvua that we're talking about right now, because hasam, when the guy said my wife can't get hana for me, hasam keva nimi kara achel. So since the guy ate early in the morning, and now he said to Nether, if I ate today some food, so v'hadar ishtabal, he made the shvuah after the fact. So the Gemara says, chashuva achshve. It's achshve. He gave credence to that eating. He acknowledged that eating as something significant. Elahacha mi achshve. When it comes to the situation of shvuah, that I say shvuah that I will not eat, well, no one eats nevelos v'trefos. So therefore, when I made the initial shvuah, there was no achshve. I never specified nevela. There's no achshve at that moment when I said the shvua. Only if I've done an achila in the past and then made a shvua after doing it, so then that was clear to me in my world, so then achila of nevela would be considered an achila. Everyone's good with that? Okay. There is a question that I saw the Minchas Halacha asks, how could it be good? Isn't it batla daita eitz kaldam? Because I ate nevela v'trefos, shvua should only work if it's something that everyone else would agree to. But eating nevela v'trefos, no one eats nevela v'trefos, so wouldn't that be considered batla daita eitzel ka'adam, and should you don't apply the din of achshve? Achshve could only apply to something that some people might eat. But if something no one would ever eat, think of something really disgusting, so then that's not achshve, that's batla daita eitzel ka'adam. So Minchas Halacha suggests, based on the Mishnah L'melech, that if there's an item that ktsas b'nei adam, some people would do it or would eat it, that's not considered batla daito etok adam. Batla daito etok adam means where no one in the world would do this.
Not yidden, you're talking about anybody.
Yes, right? Exactly. It has to be yidden. No, it has to be yidden, because otherwise nevelos v'trefos isn't a shaila, because obviously most of the world does eat it.
Right.
We're talking about the population of the Jews, Jewish population, of frum. So he says, since there are a few people who will eat nevelos v'trefos, ktsas b'nei adam, that's considered enough of a percentage not to have it considered batla daito etel ku adam. Then he makes another suggestion where it depends on really teva of the person. There's certain things that it's not so disgusting to eat nevelos v'trefos. It's disgusting to us just because we have halacha, we follow halacha. It's not really that disgusting. So if things that are not objectively disgusting, so then you can buy into that. You can actually achshave that. Something that's objectively disgusting,
shkatzim
ramasim, eating insects, bugs, so that would be disgusting objectively, and a person goes against his nature to force himself to do that, so that's something where we'd say, butla daito etel kaldam. That's the two distinctions he makes. They're quite similar, but that's what he says, how it's not a problem of achshave. Let's go back to the Tosfos right now. You guys okay for a Tosfos on Amud Aleph? You're good, 720? So go back to Tosfos, dimar maschil, ela hein heicha mishkachas la. So Tosfos writes here, this is the medium wide lines down, Dafilu ayude kolel nami lamrina in the techla shua levato mitzvah. There's a concept right now we learn from the Gemara that even though kolel, you could create isurim on through kolel, you cannot include a mitzvah. You cannot be mevato mitzvah. So if I say that I'm not going to eat any food that will not include mitzvahs, mitzvahs not included in that shua. That's what the Gemara told us. So he asks the question, kasha l'ritzba, the Tana be Yushalmi Shvua Shlo Ochel Matzah V'Ochel Matzah B'Leil Pesach Chayif. If I make a Shvua that I won't eat Matzah, comes Leil Seder, I eat Matzah, I violate the Shvua. So we see Alma D'Be'Isser Kolel Chay L'Shvua L'Vatel T'Mitzah. We see through an Isser Kolel, it does include, it can be Mevatel Mitzah's Aseh. So this goes against the Bavli. So it could be there's a Machlokas Bavli Yushalmi, that's what the Balmor writes. But the Ritzvah answers V'Tiritz T'Hocha Davka Lo Chay La Shvua. Because Mishum Shehizkir Nevela, he mentioned specifically Nevela, V'nishba Aleh Alochla, Aval Hasam Delo Midchar Pesach Chayla Aleh Shvua. The only time a mitzvah is kolel in a shvua to bevata mitzvah, if you're just very stam, if you don't specify any mitzvah. Saying the word matzah doesn't mean a mitzvah. It's matzah. Matzah is a food. Saying Nevela, that includes the Isser. So our case here is where you included the Isser Nevela, so you're trying to bevata the mitzvah of not eating Nevela. But the case in Yerushalmi is a stam case. I can't eat matzah. It's like me saying I can't eat bread. There's no mitzvah mentioning in that. So that is a situation where through a shvua, you can be kolel mitzvah aseh.
He's so specifying the time. He's saying matzah lele.
He didn't say Pesach. He just said matzah.
No,
and when the Maisa happened, he ate it, Lel Pesach, that's when he violated the Shua. But the creation of the Shua was Stam Pesach, no mitzvah mentioned. Okay. So according to this, look what Tosis writes, you could have given another answer, Ulufize, Mishkachas Hein, our Mishnah Gemara could have suggested, Afil B'dvam HaAsurim, Kishomer Stam She'ochel. When you just say Stam, I'm going to eat something, and you don't specify the word Nevela, that actually would be effective, it would be Kolel, even though it's being Mevatel, a mitzvah. That's his first suggestion. Then Tosfos, the last one, the re, it's a little unclear how he says this. The words don't fit in so well, but this is his understanding, that he's mechalik between a shevi al tase and a kum v'yase. Whether you're trying to uproot a mitzvah, or you're trying to prevent not violating a mitzvah. So look what he writes in the last two lines of Tosfos. V'ri, mefarish, divadai shevi al tase, kidari hacha, lo chayla, dekamer shvur she'ochel v'lo acha. So I think what he's saying here is that if you try to make a shua too actively, to kum v'aseh and violate b'mvatel aseh, that shua won't be effective. Trying to eat nevela, get yourself to eat nevela, a kum v'aseh, that shua doesn't work. But to make a shua to be shevi al taseh, to avoid doing a mitzvah, to be passive, that type of shua will be effective. Now Tosus, the wording here doesn't fit so well, but that's how he's meant, that's how he's understood. So that's the second chilek between Pesach, matzah, and Shvua and Nevela.
That wouldn't have worked in our case. Our case was a case of Mefarish in the Seifa. We said that it was he said Nevelos and he said Shchuta. I think he's just saying in general, because in general that if you would say it, that it would be work, it would be working to Mevatel Mitzvah. But I don't think in this, in our, I don't think that would work as a Teretz in our Gemara, because our Gemara was talking in the Seifa case of Mefarish.
Right, I guess you have to, in essence, reinterpret the Gemara then. Right. Okay, so now, look at the Gemara now. This is going to have very good memories of Maseches Yevamos. So it's not going to be as hard, but the very clear Rashi, I think, is going to help us walk through this very nicely. The Gemara says now two lines down. Amar Rava. My time of demand is lay Isser Kolel. How come Isser Kolel works? Midi Dehavi Isser Mosif. Remember that? Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif? Good memories? So Isser Mosif, everyone agrees, works. We'll explain what that means in a second. So just like Isser Mosif works, Isser Kolo works as well. B'man Depater, the Lesle, the one who doesn't hold of Isser Kolo, he says, we only hold of Isser Mosif. Ki Amar Isser Mosif, when does Isser Mosif work? B'chad Chaticha, in one item, one chefsa. But to extend it, B'shtei Chaticha is La'amir. We don't go so far to extend an Isser Mosif to multiple objects. So let's look at Rashi together now. Dibur Maschil, Midi Dehavia Isser Mosif, four narrow lines down. Rashi writes, Demand de Lesle Isser Chalal Isser, B'Isser Kolo, one who doesn't hold of Isser Kolo, Isle, he does agree of Isser Mosif. Isser Mosif does work. Kidamrinam B'Yavamos Perak Arba Achim, Modi Rabbi Yossi B'Isser Mosif. So let's explain what these two categories are. Isser Kolo, Kari, Hecha De'ein Isser Achron Mosif Al Chachaticha Klum. The object remains the same Isser it was before the new Isser was introduced. Nothing changed in terms of the Chepsa. Aval marbehu iser al ha'adam bidvam ha'acherim, but it increases people to other things. So what does that mean? Kigo nevela b'yom kippur. Nevela is aser now. Yom Kippur is aser also. Delo ba la'oser ela b'achilas. Yom Kippur is only asering achila. U'b'achila kvar aserahu mishum nevela. It was ready aser for me to eat the nevela before Yom Kippur. So what's the iser kol doing? Nimsa. It's not adding on to any Isser on this piece of Nevela. It's coming to include Isser on other objects. The Yom Kippur is including other Chatichos. It's extending itself to other objects. But that particular Chaticha, Nevela, nothing new has happened to the Chaticha. Maybe an Isser Karish, but forget the punishment. In terms of the Isser Shebo, that Chaticha of Nevela never changed. The Yom Kippur is just including other objects. V'aminin, we say, Migo dechal Yom Kippurim al ha'adam le'eser b'shar ochlim, mishim Yom Kippurim. Once Yom Kippur has the ability to aser other chatichas to the person, so kol nami as a nevela ima, we could bring together the nevela into that world of Yom Kippur, l'ischayiv mishum Yom Kippur. That's what Isser Kol is. Isser Kol is the ability to jump from different objects, different chatichas. Isser Mosif, kishe Isser Achron, Mosif achaticha atma. Isser Mosif is when this same object is having, is getting another additional Isser in that very same chefza. such as what? Davar shelo haya ba aide iser rishon, an iser that didn't exist in the previous situation of this very object. Ve'oser chaticha ahacharon. Now this object is being asered b'mashayis amutaris kodem. That which was mutter before is now aser. Sheba iser achron. So what's the example? Kegon chaylev shel kodesh. So chaylev, which is aser, now it becomes hektish. Aser la'achol mishum chaylev. You already can't eat chaylev. It's aser. However, chaylev is mutter legavol mizbech. You could place chaylev on a mizbech. It's mutter legavol. Nasa nosar. This chaylev now becomes nosar. Becomes left out overnight. So mosif alav iser l'masha isa mutaris lo denifsal l'hakrava. There's now a new iser on this object. It's no longer mutter to the mizbech. So again, iser mosif is when this chaticha itself gains a new iser, and iser kolo is jumping from different chatichas. So everyone agrees iser mosif works. There's machlokas whether you could extend that to iser kolo as well, to jump one iser from one object to another object. And that's the basic understanding. Not so bad, right? I don't think we understood it this clearly when we did Yevamos, though. But the Gemara now says, five lines down, Amar Rava, Leman de Islay Iser Kolel, the one who holds of Iser Kolel, Amar Shvua Shlo Ochel Teinim. You make one Shvua that I won't eat figs. Then, Chazer V'Amar Shvua Shlo Ochel Teinim V'Anavim. You say it again, but now this time you say figs plus grapes. So the Gemara explains, Amigo, de Chayel Anavim, Chayel Nami Ateinim. So since the shvua, the second shvua is chal on the grapes, so once it's chal on the grapes, through iser kolel, it's chal also on the te'enim. That's a classic case of an iser kolel. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course that works. Why? What's a chiddush? What's Rava telling us here? Ma'al the same, what would you think? Iser haba me'elav amrinan, iser haba mi'asma lo amrinan. We saw this discussion earlier, that according to Reish Lakish, iser kolel only works when it comes me'elav, like Neveli Yom Kippur. But iser ayde adam doesn't work according to Reish Lakish. So kamashulam, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, then iser kolo can work even if it's a ba me atzmo. Okay, Gemara now asks the question: Meisiv Rava Berei Diraba. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayva le'arbechatos v'ashem echad. It's possible a person could eat one item and be chay four different carbon chatos and one ashem. Velu hein, what's the situation? B'tamei she'achal chaylev hu noser min ha-mukdashim b'yom ha-kippur. A lot going on here. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, medium wide lines down, tamei she'achal chaylev. Chay mishim chaylev. Person who eats chaylev, that's one iser. It's chiv karis and chaylev, and if you do a b'shogeg, you're chayv a-carbon. That's one. Mishim nosar, if it's left over. And mishim yom ha-kippur, it happens to yom kippur. Mishim tamei she'achal sa-kodesh. Those are the four. And what's the asham? Harei arba chatos ve'asham echad me'ila. For violating me'ila, since it's hektesh, you also owe an asham. Now Rashi goes on to explain here how the iser kol works. If you want to walk through that, we could do that. But explains how each one is iser kol on top of the next, how to create such a situation of chaylev, that's nosar, that's yom kippurim, that is tame and me'ila. So then the Gemara says, that's all according to the Tanna Kamma, four chatos, one asham. Rabbi Meir comes along in the Gemara and says, Omer af im hayis shabbos ve'otzio chayiv. And let's say the guy happens to be walking on Shabbos, he's going to get another iser for hotza. So Amru, they say that we have this a lot, that Rabbi Meir always adds on another iser that really comes from left field, that doesn't really fit in nicely. Amru lo, they say, lo, eino min hashem, this doesn't make sense, because we were talking about a maisa chila, and you're talking about a maisa hotza. You could talk about the guy wearing shatnez as well, and he could be killing a person at the same time, and we're talking about through a ma'isa achila. So Tosas actually says here, look at Tosas, Dibra Maschel, Amru lo Einu Min Hashem. So Rabbi Meir, Chashiv Lehu Ba'adi Achila. So why does Rabbi Shimon include Hotsa in a ma'isa achila? So Tosas explains, Mishum Dibili Asa Zuhi Hanachasa. By swallowing the food, that becomes a Hanach. We know for Hotsa you need an Akira, and you need a Hanacha. Your eating becomes the hanacha. So that ma'isa chila is completing the hotza. So it's a ma'isa chila. So you ask a great shaila. How could you ever be chayv hotza through achila? So this is your answer. By swallowing an object, an item, that's the hanacha, and that's a violation of hotza. He brings a proof for this based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Kedamrinan and Daf Pei, Kasav Shnei Osios Kishumahalach. The guy's riding as he's walking. You're chayiv ksivasan zuhi nachasan. You're putting the ink on the paper as you're walking. That's called ha'anacha, and you're chayiv. So you could have ha'anacha through other mechanisms, through a ma'isa ksiva, through a ma'isa achila. And that's Rabbi Meir's perspective.
So as long as it's in his mouth, it's not anacha.
Right. According
to... You can actually walk Yeah, all around with something is with a candy, and a candy that's swallowing, but let's say something like some food that doesn't dissolve.
No, you can't, because the moment you stop, though, that might be the hanacha.
Because hanacha is saying it's when you
swallow. If you swallow it, while you're walking, but let's say you stop.
Right.
Then that itself, the stopping, would also be considered hanacha.
It seems that not, because he's saying that the hanacha.
No, if you're walking, let's say you're walking. So if you're walking, there's no hanacha. But if you swallowed,
I understand, but
Right.
Chewing gum.
You should not chew gum while if there's no Erev, right?
There's still an issue of Magar Dalan Amos, which is Rav. I mean, even if there's an Akira and an Anacha, right? You're not allowed to just walk around with something. Or Amos, which is Rav.
No, you still need a Hanacha, I think, for Dalan Amos.
Yeah.
And Rosh Hashanah, I think so. Pretty sure. I could be wrong, though. Okay. So anyway, so the Gemara says, after quoting this Braisa, the Gemara says, V'imisav, it's true. If what's true? V'imisav, it's true that that we say, Kolol b'Isser haba me'atzmo, that even though the guy himself creates the Isser, you could still apply Kolol. So, Mishkachas la'chamish, you could find the fifth chatas, Kegon Shamar, Shavua shlo ochel tamarim v'chelev. Migo d'chala tamarim v'chal nami achelev. So that would have been another option. You could have created a fifth Isra Achila through a Shvua. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest this tells us that maybe Shvua by an Isra Kolel doesn't work when it comes Ayidei Atzmo. So the Gemara says no. Ki katani Isra haba me'elav. Isra haba me'atzmo lo katani. This Bryce here was only concerned with the Isurim that came me'mela. Isurim that you could create Shvuas and Adarim, those things were not on a radar. You could have thought of that, but that wasn't the type of Isur the Bryce was looking for. Gemara said, what do you mean? Vahare Hekdesh isn't Hekdesh, where it's Isur Haba Me'elav, where I'm Makdesh an item. So why is that different than Shvuah? The Gemara says, we're talking about B'chor, the Kedushas Me'rechem. It's talking about B'chor where there is no Hekdesh. It becomes Kadosh Me'mela from its birth. Ibai Seima. Another suggestion why the Gemara didn't add Shvuah Shel Ochel as another Chatas. Kikatani, when the Bryce was listing Averos, it was Midei Delesle She'ela. Shvuah De'ishle She'ela Lo Katani. They're only concerned with items that you cannot undo with a She'ela. But since a person takes a Shvuah, he could always go to a Chacham and have it undone through a She'ela, since it's not definite, so therefore they weren't concerned with that type of Isser of a Shvuah. Ah, Hare Hekdesh, the Gemara says. And Hekdesh, we know you have She'ela on Hekdesh. The Gemara says, Ha'mrinan, Okminan, Bebechor. We already said we're talking about Bechor. You can't do a She'ela on a firstborn animal. Another suggestion, there's a third suggestion why Shavua wasn't on the list. Ibai Seima, Kikatani, Karbon Kavua. We only are concerned with Chatals that have a set Karbon Kavua, where there's no scale. But a carbon olive yored lokatani, such as a shvua, is a person who violates a shvua, he brings an olive yored, depending on how wealthy he is, that's the olive yored. So we only concern with a carbon kavua. Ah, but don't we have here that where the line go here? Ah, hare tamei she'achal to hekdesh the carbon olive yored. A tamei person who eats kodesh is olive yored. We saw that from the beginning of the mesechta here. So that was mentioned, even though it's a carbon olive yored. Where it says no, this Bryce is talking about a benasi for Rabbi Eliezer. He the amar nasi mevi sire. This is a allusion to the sugis and horios on next mesechta. I think horios is next, right? No, Avodah Zar next, then Horios. So we'll get there in a little while. Fine. So Horios talks about a Nasi, brings a special carbon. He doesn't have an Oliver Yorid if he violates a Tamei She'achal Kodesh. He brings a set carbon, so it's a carbon Kavua. So we're talking about a Nasi in this particular Brisa, so it's a carbon Kavua. And the reason why we didn't mention Shvua is because a Shvua is a carbon Ola V'Yorid. A fourth answer as to why the Brisa didn't include the Isra Shvua is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, Kikatani, when the Brisa spoke of the Chataos, it's Midei Dechayla Kishir, a Isra that has a certain shear to it. About Shavua, Dechayla Pachas Mikashir Lo, Katani. Shavua that we know can be effective. If you specify Kolshu, it will be Chal. That wasn't the type of Isra we were concerned with. We were only concerned with a Isra that had a shear. Ah, Hare Hekdesh, there is no shear of Hekdesh. You don't need to eat a kezayis of Hekdesh to violate the Isra of Hekdesh. Gemara says, no, Habainan Shavaputa, though. Granted, you don't need a shear kezayis like the other Yisurim, but you still need a shear of a Shavaputa. And then comes along a fifth answer. This too is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar, you know what? It's actually Rav Ashi Me'avira from a different place. Amar Rabbi Zeira, he quoted Rabbi Zeira. A fifth reason as to why the Braisa didn't mention Shavua is Kikatani Zidona Kares, Zidona Lav Lokatani. Our Braisa was only concerned with a situation in Isser where the mazid results in the Kares, such as Chaylev, Tamishachal Hekdesh, or the Nosar, or the Yom Kippur. But something that the mezid, the zodono, is only a lav, such as a shvua, that wasn't on the radar. That's why they left out the shvua. Ah, harei asham the zodono lav. But what about asham? Eating me'ila is only on a zodono lav. That's a lav for eating me'ila. That's not a chi of kares on me'ila, and that was mentioned. So the Gemara says, v'katani. The Gemara answers, v'chataos kamrina. We're talking about when listing ashams, ashams only come when there's a lav, granted. But we're talking about in terms of the chataos, we're only concerned the chataos that come about if there be a zedona karis. But if the zedona is only a lav, such as a shvua, that wasn't the type of chadas that we were concerned with. And finally, the sixth answer as to why the Braisa didn't include shvua as one of the yisurim, one of the chataos, is Ravina. Ravina Amar, ki katani, when the Braisa listed the averos, it's midi de chayla amida de barachilahud. We're only concerned with things that affect foods, such as Tamish Achos HaKodesh and Nosar and Yom Kippurim. The sign that is even a chal on non-food items, such as a shua, that wasn't concerned. Because a shua could be chal on anything, even La Bar Chilahi, that wasn't the type of issue we were looking for. Ah, hare hektesh, dechal namia eitzim vavanim. We know you could be makdish a table if I wanted. This isn't edible. And yet the hektesh was an example listed in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, fine, let's tweak that a little bit. Ella, the Gemara could have suggested, we're talking about a case of a bechor, where bechor is edible. But the Gemara didn't suggest that. The Gemara tweaked Ravina a little bit differently and says, Ella, ki katani, when we spoke of the chatalis in the Braisa, dechal amide de isbe mashasha. Only Yisurim that could be chal on something tangible. A shvua to chal amide de lesbe mashasha, kigon cha yashin v'shlo yashin lokatani. Shvua that can be chal on even intangible things, such as sleeping and not sleeping, that was a different type of iser, that wasn't of the concern of the Braisa, and that's why they left out shvua. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll pick up Sunday, Mirat Hashem.